human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It's time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online or iWatch Mike, wherever you're listening to us at. Alongside of me, I have Jesus. What's up, Jesus?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going peachy. It's another week. It's another week.
Yeah, it's another stream.
There you go. And last night's episode was on FX. It was called By Any Means. It airs on Sunday nights. If you are tuning in for the first time, thank you. Welcome to the show. And if this is your first time, make sure you listen to last week's show. That way you can hear what we thought about the premiere episode. For everybody else tuning in, and you know the drill, thank you. Thank you very much. Tweets, the favorites, the retweets are always thanked and welcomed. So you do what you got to do to spread the strain everywhere. And big shout outs to the Strain Addicts as well out there. I'm actually going to jump on their Facebook page and talk about some stuff they have on there. So I'll explain who the Strain Addicts are later on this evening after we're done talking about the episode. Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I liked this episode.
I did too.
I liked it a lot.
Uh-oh.
You're not – I figured you would have liked this one better than the premiere.
I'm not 100% with this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And in a nutshell, I'm kind of curious.
It's really good. The story was well progressing, except Nora still bugs me. I'm still God. Zach.
It's funny that you talk about that because, yes, I think F and Nora and Zach are the weak links in this episode for me.
They definitely were, and I thought with them trying to find a vaccine, it would have been different.
It just seemed like it was just like, I'm not very convinced they're awesome CDC doctors.
No, they seem very melodramatic.
I don't know what the, dude, what was up with Zach when he, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. You and I talked about it last week that we are fans of the season one Zach, and I don't know what it is with this Zach. Like he just seems evil now.
And he just seems to come on screen to complain for like 2 minutes and then leave.
He's like a little angry man. Yeah. I don't know. When he started tripping on an F, I was like, "What? You better do something." I think everybody in that room was like, are you going to whoop his ass? Because he's being seriously disrespectful.
It doesn't make sense to me why he didn't do anything.
I don't know I don't know if he's just kind of treat him. Maybe F is treating him as a man because he killed vampires. Maybe he doesn't think he's still a kid. You know, even Rick, you know, treated Carl like his son. You know, like, you're still my kid.
He did, but. That's a whole different situation.
Not really. You got the world's coming to a craziness. Kids are having to grow up fast, kill things. You know, you still got to put your kids in check.
True.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know what F's deal is. You know what? Maybe it's the alcohol.
But he was like that before the alcohol.
No, in season one, F at least treated Zach as a son. Like, I'm going to, you know, me and your mom, we're going to be fine. Don't worry. Blah, blah, blah. The divorce. You know, he seemed more like treated him as his son. Now it's just like, you know, just some random person in the group.
That's true.
I don't know.
We hardly see him on the show anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Zach's just kind of, and then at the end of this episode, he goes down in the lab and erases infects. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
What do you think that was about?
I don't know. I mean, he just seems to be out of control.
Angry?
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if that him erasing it had something to do with his mom being infected, maybe. Doesn't want to be reminded. I don't know. His whole attitude, like, you know, when they were doing the experiments, demanding, like, what's going on? I need to know. Who are you? Shut up. Go watch cartoons.
Yeah.
And speaking of kids, I was a little hurt. I'm not going to lie. You and I, premiere episode, we were talking about how we love those little vampire blind kids. And freaking Kelly, in the very beginning, she's like, I thought I was watching 300 in the Sparta. And she was like sniffing out the weak ones.
Yeah. Do you think she could like tell which ones are going to be like weak?
I think so.
That was crazy. It shocked me right from the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, what? You're just killing. And then we find out at the end of this episode, she's only got four of them. Four of them left out of all those. So she's got the strong ones. And she brings out those clothes of Zach and says, "Hide my God, my son." And those little suckers are freaky, man.
They are, and I can't wait to see them in action.
Dude, they're going to – I don't know. At the end of this, for next week, they didn't show anything of it. So I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I want to see what these little things can do because they're not normal.
No, they're not. And are they going to get Zach?
At this point, let him go. Take Zach. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
He needs to go.
Maybe the mom will have a better chance of raising him as a vampire. But, you know, can you imagine, though? I mean, if Zach was a churn, you know he's coming after F.
What if Zach becomes a new master?
Because, see, the master has to jump into the body soon.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can jump into kids. Nah, I don't think so. You think? Nah.
I mean, why would he go from, you know, this gigantic body to a little kid?
Why would he?
Yeah.
The only if I was even going to go down that path with you, the only reason why I think he would go down the kid is, I don't know, maybe a younger version instead of being old.
Maybe, but it'd be a much weaker version.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. Just kill Zach now. I don't care about that guy. One of my favorite parts in this episode, I've got my notes here. Fett and Dutch. They kill some vampires in the community center, which was cool. I like that whole setting up kind of thing. It was getting a little little close for my comfort when the vampires were getting closer to Dutch when she was standing there as bait. Mm-hmm. And then Dutch goes a little skinny dip. I liked her little tattoo.
Yeah. I kind of was wondering where the whole, what was the song? How deep is your love by the Bee Gees? I was wondering why that song until that point.
Oh, so once it started, then you're like, oh, how deep is your deep is the love going to be? Yeah.
Yeah. It was shocking because we kind of saw them get closer first season.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't think that Fett would go for that.
What? He was liking her from season one. You could just tell.
Yeah, but he's very...
Stop it.
I don't know, goal-oriented?
He's still a man, and she's still hot, and she's smart.
True.
You know, so I'm glad. Do you think he was telling the truth that he couldn't swim? Because I'd be like, I can't swim. You got to hold me. And then when she was like, you know, don't get excited, I'd been like, sorry. Oh, you got to hold me closer. And then dun dun dun, dude. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, shit, something's gonna come through the freaking window. Something's gonna come through the window, and they're gonna be naked. They're not gonna have any weapons. I was already thinking that.
Yeah, but Fett got what, you know, got some.
They got some, and dude, they're both happy.
Yeah,
they're coming in good moods, and then Zach comes down and ruins the whole, kills the whole mood.
Yep,
little shit. What'd you think about the whole 1965 flashbacks with young Abraham, young billionaire, and of course this Nazi doctor?
I liked it because we got to see what we wanted. We wanted to see the origin of his sword staff thing.
Right. I like that. It was cool.
Yeah. And also, like, he has a history with this billionaire.
Yeah. See, at first I didn't know. I was like, who is this Dr. Xavier from X-Men coming through here? And then I was like, The name sounds familiar. And I was like, oh, dude, he's known him for a long time.
Yeah. And they were working together at one point to find these relics.
See, now, this is where it kind of bothers me a little bit. Because isn't this the first time we find out that Abraham knew Billionaire Dude?
Yeah, because we knew he knew the master's
Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't even told the team, like, I know this guy. We have history. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of fucked up.
It is, and...
See? And Abraham,
he's... It doesn't make sense.
He's kind of losing it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his old age or something. Something's up with him.
Yeah, because we also see him get frustrated because he can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if I was younger, I would be able to remember.
So you think maybe he's just getting old?
It could be.
And he's not eating. He's got to be stressing out. I mean, Fett's trying to get him to you know, get it together, but he's just not.
Yeah, it seems like Fett has become more of a team leader.
I would have to agree with you on that. He's the only one that's being productive. And Dutch. Because if you really look at it, Zach is not doing anything except getting pissed off. Nora and what's... And I know some people listening to podcasts were like, F and Nora are coming up with a... It just didn't seem too well for me when it came to that.
Well, they kind of found something out.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it took them... I don't know. It just... The way it went down was just kind of...
Yeah, but I don't think it'd be that easy.
You don't think?
No, because it just seemed that they stumbled upon it, you know, and... Now they're test it out. They have those two people locked up. I don't know. There's something about that whole situation that just makes it seem that something's gonna go horribly wrong.
Right.
I mean, what if they make a whole new strain of infected people that are even stronger?
That is a possibility. I mean, they are stupid enough to do that.
They are.
You know, I don't know. I just, the whole thing, I just didn't. I mean, maybe that's a combination of just blood and me, but then you're right. It just kind of happened by, oops, we're just throwing glass into a trash can, and all of a sudden, Nora just comes with an epiphany like, da 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 da, da 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 da. Yeah, let's do it. You know, and it's just, I don't know. I'm just kind of. And then Nora, I don't get her either. Like, she, like, talked shit to Abraham and got, like, balls. And then when she was in the doctor, in the lab, and she's, like, injecting them, and then. She put the couple together. She comes coming out all crying and crap. I don't know.
She's just having these horrible, horrible mood swings.
Maybe she's pregnant. She
wants to do what's best for the people.
Maybe she's pregnant.
That could
explain it.
It could.
She's pregnant with F's baby. They did have sex, remember, in season one.
Yeah, but would it be too soon to know?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, in a couple of weeks, maybe. I don't know. Oh, God, I don't know. Oh, Zach's going to love that. I don't know. Just, whatever. No, I was, I don't know. I figured Nora would have said something to F when she would have smelt his breath, because I know he smells like vodka.
Yeah, and he's been drinking, like, constantly throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I could trust these guys. I don't know. I don't know. You know how I feel about F. He could die.
Yeah, that could also be why we think that, you know, their discovery can't possibly be that easy.
Yeah. I don't know. Just whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really, really like this episode, but just people just annoyed me in the episode. Yeah. What'd you think about when Abraham walks into the food center, you know, thing? And, like, comes up to a billionaire and, like, shakes his hand and is like, bitch, I'm coming after you. I can get the book.
That was pretty cool because it kind of showed us a little bit more of what, you know, Abraham was last season.
Right.
Very composed, very...
See, that's the Abraham that's the Abraham we like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, having Fett have his back was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seemed to be more organized this time.
Right. Yeah, that was a nice well-oiled machine right there. That's the Abraham and Fett. It worked out perfect. It was a good little trick to find out that Dr. Billionaire or Mr. Billionaire does not have the book, which is supposed to be this book. I guess that has all the answers. I guess it's the creation of these vampires. And it seems to me, and I think we kind of talked about it in the premiere episode, that, I mean, I don't think Abraham is, it seems to me that Abraham is trying to go after the master, but I think he could be hunting him down. I really think he's trying to get this book so he can figure out how he can kill all the even the ancients. I think that's what his goal is to kill everybody.
Yeah, I think that Abraham definitely wants all of this infected to go away.
Right.
That's why he did it. He was hesitant to join up with the ninjas.
Yeah, which I'm a little upset we didn't get to see our blade ninja vamps.
I'm fine with that. I mean, they're already, we already established that they're going to be something.
We didn't even see Gus either.
We didn't.
No. You know, and we still don't know what's going on, dude. And we did see the band vamp. Okay, the guy that had the long black hair, and then. Did the lawyer? The lawyer's still around, right? Because last season she was trying to get the maid and her kids, right?
Yeah.
So she's still around too. We haven't seen her yet.
We haven't, and it seems like the more they progress, the cooler they start looking.
Yeah. The Bam Bam looks cool.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't look like he's falling apart anymore.
Oh, he does. I'm sure he doesn't have his penis though.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not going to be reattached.
Yeah, I definitely like that chick and that part where I guess they had the CDC guy there and she was like telling everybody like this is full of shit and you guys need to just kill everybody and quit housing him in a warehouse.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think the master is doing some big master plan. I think the CDC guy is up to something. I mean, it's obvious during the food thing you saw how that one guy was like, "Why do you need my blood type? I'm just here to pick up groceries." They're collecting blood. I'm sure they're trying to. It's almost like all the humans are cattle.
Yeah.
For the master or whatever's going to happen next.
Yeah, it could either be the master or something even worse.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. Overall, I really liked this episode. I liked this one better than the premiere. You know, I did like the fact of seeing the story, the 1965 flashbacks and all that good stuff.
It's definitely something we wanted last episode.
Yep, I totally agree. Totally agree. Am I leaving anything out?
I think that's it.
Scale of 1 to 10. What do you give this episode, Jesus?
I'm giving it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah. It didn't quite get there for me. Like I said, Zach was just too annoying.
See, now you got me. I'd probably give it an 8. I really enjoyed this episode. I really did. I liked it better than premiere. But I think there was some kind of loose parts. It was Zach and F and Nora. I don't think they're contributing to the to the group.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. I don't know. It just seemed kind of like, because everything was going around all like cool action, and then this stuff here was like, blah, 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 you know, and we still don't know why Zach is pissed off. I mean, some people might say out there on the internet that he's pissed off because of the mom and blah, 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 but I don't know. Next episode, let's see what happens. And mom, she's sending out those little freaking blind vamps. They walk weird too, man.
Yeah.
Those are freaky little kids. So, people, if you want to check out any of the episodes of The Strain, check out fxnetworks.com. And then you can watch all the stuff there. Plus, they've got interviews and all that good stuff. And then a shout-out to the Strain Addicts. I'm going to look at their page right here. Looks like they're almost 3,000 strong on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. So if you're a fan of The Strain, you might want to check it out. Also, check them out on Twitter at The Strain Addicts. Strain Addicts. This one here, let's see, Mara. I'm looking at see if there's anything here. Twitter, okay, cool. It looks like a Candace Kelly put some stuff on here. You might want to check out. It looks like some photos of some sort. I guess they do a, I've never been able to join it because I'm not home when, the show is live, but, I guess they do a Twitter kind of like a chat kind of thing.
Tweet.
Yeah. During the show. So you might want to check that out as well. Hope you like it's episode 2. Let's see here. Hope you guys enjoyed episode 2. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the Strigoli bite. That's, from Helen. Will this form a vampire? Okay, so they got some comments there. Love this episode, Sunday's episode. That was from Sam. So yeah, they do something called after the episode. Hashtag Strain Addicts afterward. So yeah, at Strain Addicts.
Like, yeah, that's the Strain's Walking Dead, whatever.
Oh, okay. Dead. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some more pictures. Candace put some more pictures. She actually got to meet some of the cast.
Cool.
Lucky girl. Check it out if you get a chance, people. All right. The Strain Addicts on Facebook. It's a Facebook page. And for everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We love you guys. And Jesus, I think I am done. Let everybody know how people can find you online.
Okay, Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, my blog dysfunctional.com.
Sweet. You can check out my blog iwatchmike.com. That is where all my goodies stuff is there. And then you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Mike the Movie Guy. And of course, thevro.com. You can go there and check out all the other shows that we've done, plus the other hosts as well. And if you want to check out the stuff that's on my channel, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/iwatchmike, and everything is there as well. So we'll be back next week. I can't remember what the next episode is going to be called, but I know that there's a lot of vamps, a lot of running. It looks pretty interesting. And maybe we'll lose Nora or F or Zach. Do you think we'll lose them? Do you think we'll lose any of those three this season?
I'm hoping Nora at the very least.
If anyone's going to go, I think it would be Nora too. Yeah. She's kind of weak, man. She's kind of off the, you know, she doesn't have it together.
Yeah.
She could slip, and then all of a sudden, and then they suck her dry.
Yep. We can only hope.
All right. We'll be back next week, people. Thanks for joining us. Jesus, you have a good one.
And you too.
And we'll chat later. Bye-bye.
The battle has begun. And evil is spreading. Changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain. Summer FX.